Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, April 23rd. Some land near Wyarton is now under the protection of the Nature Conservancy of Canada. The organization announced the acquisition of Sturgeon Bay Forest, a 65-hectare property which serves as a habitat for black bears, migratory birds, and other species. Esme Batten is the Conservancy's program director for Midwestern Ontario.
So we know that there are two species at risk forest birds that are on the property, including wood thrush and eastern wood pewee.
The Nature Conservancy now protects over 35,000 hectares of land across the Bruce Peninsula and Manitoulin Island. Grey Bruce OPP are warning about break-ins to a number of seasonal residences north of Sauble Beach in Saugeen First Nation. Police say they responded to a report of a break-in this past Saturday on Ojima Road. The OPP say a shed was broken into, as well as several others on nearby properties. An ATV, boat motors, and bicycles are among the items unknown thieves made off with. The OPP are asking anyone with information to contact them or Crime Stoppers. The Owen Sound Little Theatre is heading into its final week of performances at the Roxy of Something Rotten, and director Kathleen Cassidy says they also learned recently the musical received 14 nominations for the Western Ontario Drama League Awards, which will be announced next month.
Whether we win or not doesn't really matter. We're just thrilled to be nominated, but it's nice to have that little icing on the top.
Northern Bruce Peninsula Council will wait before deciding if it's going to support a cell tower proposal, which would improve service in the Dyers Bay area. Deputy Mayor Rod Anderson.
I'd be a lot more comfortable if we had everybody here with their individual opinions and votes and go from there. And then it's a true indication of what we think.
Approval authority rests with the federal government, but the municipality can say whether it's supportive of the project. Honda's going to build a massive battery plant in Alliston as it prepares to assemble electric vehicles at its complex there. Premier Doug Ford revealed some details yesterday. He didn't mention Honda by name, but did say the facility will be bigger than the Volkswagen plant in St. Thomas.
Volkswagen is 16 million square feet. It's like a city in itself, and they're going to be the largest battery manufacturer in North America. But this week, we've landed a new deal. It'll be the largest deal in Canadian history. It'll be double the size of Volkswagen.
The official announcement is expected Thursday. And in national news, police say gold bars taken during a heist at Pearson Airport last year were melted down at a Toronto-area jewelry store. Nine people are facing a total of 19 charges, including one former staffer with Air Canada and one current staffer. Police say the only gold recovered from the heist was melted down and made into bracelets. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for more gains at the open this morning after major indexes ended their six-day losing streak. Yesterday, the Dow was up 253 points to 38,239. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed about 1% higher, while the TSX was up as well, 64 points, 21,871 at the bell. Bitcoin is trading a half percentage point lower this morning at around 66,000 US. The price of oil is also slightly down, 81.50 per barrel, while gold is off more than 1% to 2,315 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.96 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 3-2. It's the Leafs' first win versus Boston since November of 2022. Auston Matthews scored the game winner on a breakaway with just under 8 minutes to go. That ties the series at one. Game three is tomorrow in Toronto. The Oilers took Game 1 against L.A. 7-4. Connor McDavid had 5 assists. Vegas defeated Dallas, the West's top seed in Game 1 of that series. Islanders had a 3-goal lead, but Carolina tied it late in the third, then scored the game winner 9 seconds later. Canes lead that series 2-0. Blue Jays had a 5-3 win in Kansas City. And in the NBA playoffs, home teams are still undefeated. The Knicks, Denver, and Cleveland all took 2-0 series leads. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The schedule is out for the Hanover Barons Clarington Eagles Schmalz Cup semifinal series. Game 1 is set to go Friday evening at the P&H Center. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Scattered showers today with gusty winds and a high of 12. Tonight, showers through the evening, possibly a thunderstorm ending near midnight. Maybe some flurries overnight as it dips to a low of minus 2. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of some flurries in the morning, then clearing, a high of 3.